AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine's anxiously waiting for the Senate and President Biden to act on the aid package the House passed over the weekend. Saka Magani has more.
In a call with Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky, the president said once the Senate approves the package, he will sign off fast, and Ukraine will get badly needed air defense weapons. Russia's been stepping up its attacks. Zelensky says the president assured him of more long-range and artillery capabilities, and he's also hoping for more Patriot air defense systems from European Union members, though countries that have the high-tech batteries are hesitating to send them. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell says each will have to make its own call.
Everything has been said, and a lot of things have to be done.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The head of Israel's military intelligence has resigned over the failures surrounding Hamas's October 7th attack. Tensions over the war in Gaza have been growing on U.S. college campuses. Jackie Quinn has this one.
With large crowds of protesters outside its gates, the president of New York's Columbia University says the Middle East conflict is terrible, but there cannot be one group dictating terms on the campus and trying to disrupt graduation and other events. A rabbi urged hundreds of Jewish students on the eve of the start of Passover to leave their campus for safety. Meanwhile, in Connecticut, several dozen protesters have been arrested at Yale University, and the University of Southern California canceled a planned commencement speech by a valedictorian who publicly supports the Palestinian cause. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Opening statements in the first criminal trial of a former president, and the prosecution accusing Donald Trump of falsifying business records to squelch negative stories during his 2016 presidential campaign. A defense lawyer calling the case baseless. This is AP News. The NHL playoffs got underway this weekend, and perhaps the wildest game was in Winnipeg yesterday. Dave Ferry has a recap.
The Jets opened their playoff schedule by making the most of 23 shots in a 7-6 win over the Avalanche. Kyle Connor scored twice in the third period, the second giving Winnipeg a 7-4 lead.
We got the win. It's, maybe not the way we drew it up. 7-6 game, but, sometimes you just got to play that game that's in front of you.
The game was tied until Adam Lowry tallied twice to put the Jets ahead 5-3 early in the third. Mark Scheifele finished with a goal and two assists for the Jets, who had seven players with multi-point nights. Connor Hellebuck stopped 40 shots for Winnipeg. Cale Makar had a goal and two assists for the Avs. Game two is Tuesday in Winnipeg. I'm Dave Ferry.
Tonight, Toronto's at Boston for their game two. Bruins up. The Islanders try to even things against the Hurricanes. Vegas and Dallas get their series started, as will the Kings and Oilers in Edmonton. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.